Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News Thursday, March 26, 2020. Take your country back, protect your health, fight for your freedom. A lot of stuff. Now, this No Spin News will extend through the weekend as we do on Thursdays. So we do have a lot of new premium members and concierge members. In fact, I said this yesterday, and I've also said it on the radio. This is unprecedented. Nobody's ever seen anything like this before. Hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world, not just the United States, New Zealand, Australia, Philippines, Europe, coming into the No Spin News, signing up to be premium and concierge members because they cannot get honest reporting from the national media or the media in their own countries. We will give you that here, you know that. Now, part of that is no spec zone. You know, the no spin zone, the no spec zone. Spec is speculation. I mean, I turn it on. I turn on the cable news just to peruse. All right, I don't learn anything, so I'm not going to sit there and waste my time. To peruse, okay? And it's speculation. What if this? What if that? What if this? That is a total waste of your time and can create panic. And I see medical doctors doing this all the time. Let me give you one example. There's a group at the University of Washington, all right, outside of Seattle. And they just put out some, well, maybe 80,000 people in America will die from the virus. Maybe, could, might. What are you doing? What are you doing? Now, it was interesting because here on Long Island where I am, there's a nursing home, Peconic Landing, I believe it is. It's out on the eastern part of Long Island. Well, they had an infection going into the nursing home. I think they lost six people. They're all 90 years old. Okay, so if you're 90 and you get a virus, any kind of virus, chances are you're going to go. All right? So that's the kind of stuff that no perspective on it, nothing like that. So when you hear this speculation, when you hear an anchor person go, what do you make of that? Let me repeat. When you hear an anchor person on cable news or network news say, what do you make of that? That means the anchor person doesn't know anything, doesn't know enough to have a question, a provocative, fact-based question ready. That's just an excuse. That's like a follow-up question. Tell me more. When you hear that, you know you are watching someone who doesn't care about his or her job and doesn't care about you. They're wasting your time. So that's why you come here. In addition to the No Spin News, we have the columns. We have the message of the day. We have my tweets. We have the radio, the O'Reilly Update radio every day. Right? We have my appearances on the Hannity radio program, the Glenn Beck radio program, the Mark Simone radio program, Bernie and Sid on WABC radio, which just picked up the O'Reilly Update radio. So we have a tremendous amount of information coming right at you. And now with time, everybody's, you know, inside and prisoner, you'll use the time. And let me know. I mean, you know, let me know. And if you're a concierge member, obviously that's what you do. All right, let's get on to the facts. So tomorrow, Friday, the relief bill, the relief law will be passed by the House. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, said it would pass today and it will pass. All right. It's not going to be unanimous like it was in the Senate. I'll get to that in a moment, but it'll pass. And that means the money will go. Money's coming out to you, the American people, $1,200 if you make $75,000 or less, and if you're a couple, $150,000. In addition, $500 per child, dependent child. Now, this is based on your income. Your income is on record with the IRS. I get a lot of letters from people go, well, I didn't file a tax return. I don't make enough money to do that. I'm on Social Security. If that's the case, you need to contact your Social Security person or the Social Security Administration. Get a person and explain your conundrum, word of the day. Okay? Because the IRS is basically dictating where these checks are going and to whom they're going. When you don't, on record with them, you got to get with the Social Security because everybody's on Social Security. and looking out for you. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
I've told you and told you and told you that the Democratic Party is worried about Biden. He shows up on The View. Now, understand this, that Joe Biden is in a tough spot. Can't campaign. He's got the nomination. He's got it. I doubt if there's going to be anything that happens, but it's possible. Remember, he's going to be 78 years old, and he's not really in control. Let me demonstrate that once again. Roll the tape.
Are you at all concerned, as Trump said, that we cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself?
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what. No matter what. We know what has to be done.
So the cure will make the problem worse. Now, I've told you over and over and over, I'm not a medical person. I don't diagnose people. But Joe Biden, as a journalist, I'm telling you this, does not know what he's saying many times. He doesn't know. Now, I'm going to run another soundbite where he is clear. But that, he did not know what he was saying. But he just said it. Now, there are a lot of people like that. But not running for president. I've never seen, in my 45 years of reporting, I have never seen a presidential candidate or someone running for president be as inarticulate as Joe Biden. I mean, that makes no sense at all. And he doesn't even know what's coming out of his mouth. All right? And I mean, for a guy to say, all right, the cure will make the problem worse, no matter what. All right, here is a soundbite that was clear. Go.
The American people don't want us in a political fight, and I want no part of a political fight either. But when the president says things that, in fact, turn out not to be accurate, we should not say you're lying. We should say, Mr. President, that's not the fact. Here's the deal.
Okay. But lying is a word that anybody can exploit. So if you misstate something, if you exaggerate, oh, it's a lie. But that's all right. You knew what he meant. So Biden also announced he's going to have a podcast. So I hope you watch this podcast, the most successful political analytical podcast in the world. Well, maybe you, and I know what I'm saying all the time. Quick break, and then my suggestions for what you might want to do this weekend. Go.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Okay, final thought. We got the weekend. We've had the week. Everybody's in. Everybody's behaving. Not everybody, but everybody here is behaving. Everybody on BillO'Reilly.com. So what are you going to do the weekend? All right? You got 3 days, really, because Friday, you know, thank God it's Friday. You don't have to go to work. So number one, and I can't do this myself, but you can, most of you, cook some good stuff. Cook, you know, whip it on up, cook. And then if you can't eat it all, put it in a little jar and send it over to your neighbor. Cooking is fun, a little different stuff, cooking, all right? Reading, got 8 killing books for you and then a whole bunch of other books. All right, Bold Fresh Piece of Humanity, Old School is mentioned. And we'll get them to you like this. Our warehouse still shipping fast. Amazon ships. We'll get them to you quick. I'm reading a book by Tom Clavin, a historian who lives here on Long Island as well, about Wyatt Earp, the Earp brothers, Tucson, Tombstone. The book is Tombstone. I'm reading that. Okay, and there's some other books I got stacked up I'll tell you about next week. TCM, Turner of Classic Movies. Always good. MGM is good. I watched Burt Lancaster, Scalp Hunters, Telly Savalas last night, Shelley Winters. I haven't seen these movies, most of them. But they're old movies. Von Ryan's Express. I watched that this week. The new stuff. But TCM is good. Then on Saturdays, a horror movie on Svengoolie on MeTV. That's usually a bunch of laughs. I used to write for Uncle Ted's Ghoul School in Scranton, Pennsylvania, so I sympathize with the guys, the Svengoolie guys. I know what they're doing, and the movies are hysterical. I walked the Terror Dog. Terror Dog is, like, insatiable, and I got to get her out, and so I'm doing that all the time. Picture file, very important. The pictures are the legacy of your life. The legacy of your life are pictures. File them. Know where they are. Know what years they entail. And then write stuff down because memories will be triggered by the pictures. All right, so a memory bank journal. And finally, can't go to church on Long Island. They shut down all the churches. I don't know. I got mixed feelings about that. I mean, they go, I didn't watch the Mass on TV. But there are a lot of shrines outside. A few prayers for the country, yourself, family, friends. Spiritual little thing about it. If you don't believe in God, I mean, you can still be spiritual. You can still do that kind of stuff. Think about nature, you know, stuff apart from yourself. All right. We're checking in all weekend long. We hope you will, too. We got Hannity posted. Glenn Beck tomorrow. That'll be posted. Got Bernie and Sid from this morning posted. We got the radio broadcast posted. Plenty of stuff going on. Spread the word. Spread the word about BillO'Reilly.com. More important than ever. We'll see you on Monday.